This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.
I'm Bev Seney. I've been in Denmark for over 30 years now. We came down here for a sea change and to build the farm and the property that we love. We wanted to connect with people in Denmark. It's a beautiful little place to live. Grandmother, mother. I'll be a great-grandmother in the end of this month. And then there's another one coming along as well. Do a lot of volunteering. I work with Black Dog Ride, which is probably the most significant one that I work with. I'm a director on the board. I was a ride coordinator, but now I've sort of been asked to step up. I'm a volunteer firefighter, so I'm an active firefighter. I'm a training officer and a social events coordinator. We were founding members of the Denmark Music Foundation when that started, building all the big concerts that we had in Denmark. Denmark Carers, I don't know, lots of things. Volunteering is a way of getting people together and for people to support each other in ways that they can give something back to communities. And it's so important to have volunteers because we need to function with volunteers. We need to have as many people on the ground as we can get to help do the things that communities can't pay for. There's an awful lot that people can do. I have people coming up to me all the time saying, how can we help? How can we get involved? Depending on which organisation you're in, there are so many things that you can do. Just ask the question. When I first started volunteering, I was incredibly nervous. I couldn't speak to groups of people. I couldn't even make eye contact. And I ended up being the secretary of the local fire brigade. And it took me 3 years to be able to read the minutes. So I kept on having to hand it over to somebody else that could do it. And in the end, I was able to develop the confidence to be able to say it, to read them out and become more involved. There are people there who will support you, who will help you along, who will help you pick up what it is that you're wanting to do, and they'll stand beside you as you get involved. For me personally, it's with what we do is with Black Dog Ride. Just recently, we've given out some grant funding to local community, to Denmark and Walpole. We put a young girl through the Gutsy Girls program through Outward Bound. And her mum was somebody that did the mental health first aid training that Black Dog Ride offered. And she realised that was a way for her to recognise what was happening with her daughter when her daughter was struggling. So she got her daughter the help that she needed, and several years down the track we were able to put her daughter through this Gutsy Girls program. And what that is, it's a program where they get out in the wilderness, they have other members that have joined in they all learn how to support each other. So it's team building, it's building their self-esteem and their social awareness and challenging their strengths and challenging what they feel to be their weaknesses and helping them get through all of that. And her feedback from that, how she came in so sheltered and timid and unable to engage, to actually being a very big part of the team that they had out there, and she wants to stay involved. And that really touches my heart. That's a big thing. To change somebody's life to that extent really fills me up. It lets me know that what we are doing is so worthwhile. We're reaching out to people who are struggling, and we are helping sometimes just by being there and just having conversations with them, but to be able to also offer some funding that helps them engage in something that is going to lift them up and help them be their best selves. That to me is so important.
This local volunteer story is made possible with support from the Shire of Denmark and Volunteering WA.